devotional. Welcome to today's daily devotional. We are looking at a 60-part series. It has just gone up somewhat. It seems to increase every day. We're looking at part 55 of the series we're currently doing on the character of Jesus, and today we look at endurance. That word, endurance. Oh my goodness. What does that word conjure up for you? Let me just say this though before we go on. During the Hour One Nugget today, I was making reference to Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2. We looked at that on the daily devotional yesterday and not on the Hour One Nugget as I first thought. But today we're looking at endurance. Let's go to scripture immediately. Galatians, the 6th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 9. It says this: So let's not get tired of doing what is good. Just at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. Watch what Paul says right at the end there. He said we should be doing good to everyone, and then goes on to say, especially those in the family of faith. In other words, other Christians. But he's saying we should be doing good to everyone, no matter who they are, no matter what they are. We should be loving them, I believe. Jesus commands us to love. He commands us to love. Many years ago, a guy called David Wilkerson wrote a book called The Cross and the Switchblade. And he was sent by God into the gangs of New York during the 60s. And he came across the Mau Maus. And he came face to face with Nicky, who was the president of the Mau Maus. And he said to Nicky Cruz, he said, I love you, Nicky. And Nicky Cruz said to him, come anywhere near me, preacher, and I'll cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson said, you can cut me into 1,000 pieces, and every single one of those pieces will cry, I love you. Nicky Cruz now is Nicky Cruz, an international evangelist, especially working with the youth. He has brought many, many thousands of people to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that was through the ministry of David Wilkerson. Beloved, we have to endure. David has gone to be with the Lord. Sadly, he was killed in a car accident this year, but he's gone to be with the Lord, and he finished his race. He endured right to the very end. Beloved, we must do the same. We must endure to the very, very end. We must keep endurance in our minds. Sometimes living this Christian life is so difficult, so tasking. We get so tired sometimes. You know, I'm just about to embark on a ministry, if you will, to a tent meeting in Brentwood in Essex. And I'm going to be there for the next 10 days. I'm not going to be doing the main evangelistic outreach. I'm not going to be preaching. Oh, no. I am going to be there to host the program, to host the show, if you will, in this tent meeting. And it's going to be 4 or 5 hours every single night for the next 10 nights. And it's also going to mean doing my radio broadcast as well. And I'm getting tired just thinking about it. But in a case like that, beloved, it's endurance. And I know it's what God wants. I know that it's what God Almighty wants. We must endure. We must endure. Turn with me to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. And we're going to go now to verse 19. And it says, So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers or foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. That is amazing. Gentiles just means someone who is not Jewish. And we know that the Israelites, or we know that Israel, or the people of Israel, is God's chosen people. And because of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary, we have been grafted into that. We are now, as Paul says, no longer Gentiles, no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are citizens along with all of God's people. We are members of God's family. And that is so true. And that is one of the reasons, one of the biggest reasons, why we must endure and continue to endure. And if you look at endurance and you think about our Lord, because these are his characters, look at God's Son's endurance. Look at Jesus' endurance, what he did, what he said, what he suffered. He suffered time and time and time again. He was rejected by his own people. He was cast aside. He was scourged. He had a crown of thorns smashed down into his skull so the blood ran right down his face. Isaiah tells us he was so disfigured that we knew him not. And then he was nailed to a cross and crucified for you and I, so that we could be reconciled with Almighty God. You see, his endurance, he endured and endured and endured. Beloved, we don't have to suffer in that way, but we have to suffer the endurance of continuing on this road, making sure that we keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. And I'll tell you this, many times, oftentimes, we come into a situation where things go wrong in our lives. Now, if we establish why it's gone wrong, if we look into why things have gone wrong, we will notice one thing. During that time when things went wrong, were our eyes fixed firmly on Jesus Christ of Israel? Were they? Because if you can answer that as yes, then I find that very, very difficult to believe. You see, every time things have gone wrong in my life is when I have taken my eyes off our Lord and not followed him to the letter of what he has told me. Turn with me real quick to Psalm 23. Let's have a look at this. Verse 4 says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. Why? For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Are you getting this? Are you understanding this? Even when we are going through tough times, even when we are enduring, we know this. As the psalmist said, when I go through the darkest valley, I know I'm not going to be afraid. Why? Because you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Beloved, let that slip into your heart right now. That when you are enduring, when you're going through those tough, hard times, and it feels that the Lord God Almighty has disappeared, has deserted you, he hasn't. Because he's protecting you. The Word of God says so. Endure, my brother, endure. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, endure my sister too. Dear Lord God, thank you so much for this word. I pray in Jesus' name that this word would be planted in our hearts, Lord, and that we would continue to endure until that day when the final trumpet shall sound and we will see you face to face in glory, riding on the clouds, and be with you for eternity. In Jesus' mighty name.